Good morning and welcome to Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon. I'm producer Jesse. Happy Valentine's Day. And because it's Valentine's Day, Charlotte and I have decided to share with you a pop-up poetry Valentine's Day edition that Charlotte recorded last year. So for now, happy Valentine's Day and enjoy this hour of poetry celebrating just that.
Good morning, good morning. We are dancing in with Soul Mikasa, Mano Dibango. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, right here in the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1, with your Friday Speak Up Show. And we got a treat in store for you. Good morning, good morning. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, here at the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1 in Burnaby Mountain, streaming worldwide at CJSF.ca. Today, we are popping up with something different. It's Valentine's Day, and we have some poets and writers in the house that are going to share some of their work with you. We practice something called RIFF, R-I-F-F, and it's respectful, informative, friendly feedback. So each time we've done a poet type of event, people have really enjoyed the kind of feedback. So kind of with the order people have signed in, we'll start with Ryan and Gerald, but I also want to do something that is commonly done at all meetings, and that is our land acknowledgement. Jesse, will you give the land acknowledgement for where our station does its work?
Sure. CJSF is located on the unceded ancestral territory of the Halkominum and Squamish speaking people, including the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Quetzalcoatlum, and other Coast Salish peoples.
Okay. And today there is something that is happening in Vancouver, which is a memorial. There's a huge march. Most of the streets downtown are blocked, and it is in recognition of the murdered and missing Indigenous and other women. And there's just a pressure to have those cases opened and adjudicated. So without further ado, we're going to let you know the pop-up poetry, and each of the people after someone finishes theirs, we do one at a time, one poem at a time, so it's a round robin, make sure everybody has a chance. We'll come back to each person for a second one. So, Neil?
Yes, I have a couple of poems that are available today. Let me just pull one of them up here. This is a poem called The Little Spider, and it's about compassion. A little spider. It hung from the door lock of the back door. It hung from a thread so thin and so small, it was almost impossible to see. A spider, the size of a single peppercorn, and just as black. I stood there watching it go about its spidery business, seeming oblivious to my presence, but a billion times larger than this tiny creature. I possessed the power to end its existence, but I hesitated while I stopped to ask a question. Why do you exist? In the greater scheme of life, what is your purpose? To capture and kill other creatures in a gruesome manner? Do you gain karmic merit for that, or does karmic damnation await you? Perhaps the plus and minus of karmic value only equates to intention. As the spider follows her natural way to keep nature in balance, is she guilt-free? Whereas I use my creative gift to secure my comfort in existence, regardless of consequences. My conclusion is that karma is never what is done, but rather why. What is the intention? What is the driver? What emotion defines the action? Like the lilies of the field who toil not, the spider sits in stillness, indifferent to the capture, knowing the universe will provide. While I am fraught with the sound and fury of the mind trying to direct the play, tell me, spider, are you self-aware? Do you have a soul? Fear, hatred, anger, greed are all egoic emotions with their respective karmic attachments. The human who kills for food, like the spider, will escape karmic penance, while those who kill for sport or other egoic intention will pay dearly, keeping them forever separate from the gift of knowing a loving compassion. Like the Roman Empire that ended with a whimper, the current age will die quietly, and as the current world comes to its tragic conclusion and the next epoch begins, the survivors must learn to cooperate, giving birth to an era of loving intention, merging the realms of the physical and the spiritual, taking us back to the garden. Goodbye, little spider. Live long and live well. Thank you.
Would any one of you like to share a minute or two feedback to Neil, your feelings, your emotions after hearing that?
Gerald, I'd like to hear from you if possible. Have you got any feedback for me?
Well, first of all, I loved it. And I remember myself speaking to an insect years ago and feeling its presence. I love that you asked if it is conscious. That's always been a question of mine. I generally spoke to it, to this particular insect, and told it, I know you have a purpose, but I don't know what it is. Recently as well, I love things like this because I've come across, I'm actually right now creating a group of people to just talk about these, I call them incredible experiences of love that take us away from what some people would call, a nut or out of place. I said, we're not out of place. We're just in love. Mm-hmm. And so you demonstrate that very well in what you've said. So I do love it. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Ramona, Elizabeth, Janice, do either of you have any comments you want to share?
This is such a unique idea, you know, thinking about the spider. I would never have thought of that, so I really enjoyed that. Thank you.
Okay, so now I'm not sure who was next into the room. Who would like to volunteer to go next? Janice?
I sincerely do not appreciate having to follow Neil. He knocked it out the park, and that was a little rough for me, but it's good because he has me on a whole new trajectory to start looking at things a little differently, even though I've had some of those experiences, what he's talking about. So thank you. I appreciate being here today so much because this is a reuniting with Charlotte and Neil, and Poet On has been an inspiration for me. So I'm so happy to be back and sharing poetry. I call this a day in the life of the universe. The universe smiles when I stop worrying. The universe laughs at my plans. The universe watches my back. That's good, because I can't see out back. The universe has all the answers, but they're not for sale. The universe sings sweetly, but don't mistake it for weakness. The universe has a time on its side, but my clock is ticking. The universe holds my hand, and like a child, I foolishly pull away. The universe has the sun, moon. What do I have to shine with? The universe is eternity and infinity, and I want to be in the family. The universe is calling. It's okay. They know my number.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Elizabeth and Dr. Ramona, do you have any feedback you'd like to give?
Yeah, I love both of them. I didn't get a chance to say anything about Neil's, but just looking at an insect, he went from that to the whole cosmos in terms of our place, the insect's place in it, and our understanding, how we relate with each other. That was really so thoughtful. Thank you, Neil. And Janice, what you were saying was so comforting. You know, the universe has got my back. Yes, indeed. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yes, Janice, go ahead.
Yeah, I'll be brief. Janice, you just carried on from where I left off. Thank you.
That's what it felt like when you spoke about it. I felt like that was the right choice. Thanks.
Janice, I felt that you hit on a number of, I call them spiritual principles, but won't go into that too much. But in the sense of you're saying the universe has time on its side, and we being brief beings, and we just sit here, come here and live a few years and we're gone. I caught so much in that. I'm trying to remember, especially with time in terms of the universe containing it all. I feel that you humbly, in some ways, took yourself out of the picture. That is, you're not a part of the universe. You're speaking from the outside. But as well, somehow letting us know, yeah, I'm here too. So I enjoyed it. I actually enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon. Today we're having a pop-up of poetry, and you're going to have contact with us in three ways. Right now, we are doing our first ever test streaming to YouTube, and we are looking and just observing how it works, and whether it's something that we want to do in the future. We also, what we record earlier on the week, if we do something special on a Wednesday, it airs in the Salua Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon. It's about at 10 a.m. Pacific time on cjsf.ca. So without further ado, I'll go on to, I think Gerald was next with having what he's going to share from his writing.
Okay. I struggled a little bit which one to start when I looked at it this morning. So I just printed one out and decided, okay, let me do this one. Poetry is new to me, recent, I find, but when I go through my computer, I found, wow, I used to write a lot of stuff, and I didn't know it was there. So here's one. It's called The Love Upgrade. Tech support. How can I help you? Customer. Well, after much consideration, I've decided to install Love version 2.0. Can you guide me through the process? Tech support. You must be sure you want to do this. It has some interesting side effects. Customer, what kind of side effects? Tech support, well, it sometimes makes you very gullible. Customer, I've already experienced that. I need that upgrade. Tech support, mind if I comment? Customer, sure, Is it about my request? Tech support. I am just surprised. It's unusual that a male admits this need and makes such a request. Customer. I really do not believe I have a choice. Can you help me or not? Tech support. Well, yes, I can help you. Are you ready to proceed? Customer. Well, I'm not very technical, but I think I'm ready. What do I do first? Tech support. The first step is to open your heart. Have you located your heart? Customer. Yes, but there are several other programs running now. Is it okay to stall love while they're still running? Tech support. What programs are running? Customer. Well, let's see. I have past hurt, low self-esteem, grudge and resentment running right now. I believe these are the reasons for my desperation. Tech support. No problem. Love will gradually erase past hurt from your current operating system. Keep this upgraded program of love, and it will eventually override low self-esteem with this module of acceptance of true worth. However, you have to completely turn off grudge and resentment. These programs prevent love from being properly installed. They also limit the miracle working abilities of the upgrade. Can you turn these off? Customer, I don't know how to turn them off. Can you tell me how? Tech support, with pleasure. Go to your start menu and invoke forgiveness. Embrace this as many times as necessary until grudge and resentment have been completely erased. Customer, oh my God, that was quick. I love this. It is done. Love is taking over. Certainly doing more than I thought. Is that normal? Tech support, yes. But remember, you are starting a journey that is very important. It appears that you had an early addition. Like most things, you must practice this. You must practice by connecting to other hearts, and the upgrades will naturally install themselves. Customer, oops, I have an error message already. It says, error, program not running on internal components. What should I do? Tech support, don't worry. That happens when you seek to override and still hold on to some of your past resentments. Customer, so what should I do? Tech support, pull down self-acceptance, then click on the following files. Forgive self, realize your worth, surrender into love all perceived limitations. Customer, okay, done. Tech support, now copy them to the One Heart directory. The system will override any conflicting files and begin patching faulty programming. Also, you need to delete verbose self-criticism and opinions from all directories and empty your recycle bin to make sure it's completely gone and never comes back. Customer, got it. Hey, my heart is filling up with new files. Smile is playing on my monitor. Peace and contentment are copying themselves all over my heart. Is this normal? Tech support. Sometimes, for others, it takes a while. The habits can want to override, but eventually everything gets it at the proper time. So love is installed and running. One more thing before we hang up. Love is freeware. Be sure to give it and its various modules to everyone you meet. They will in turn share with others and return some cool modules back to you. Customer, why is this so? Tech support. Well, the manufacturer failed to place any patents on this software. Actually, I believe it was done on purpose. It seems that this particular manufacturer wants to spread it. This is why I asked about past ideas of feeling gullible. Customer, is there any additional cost for this upgrade? Tech support, not really. You just need to be open to their coming. Don't worry about it. Customer, should I worry about viruses? Tech support, the software has its own virus protection. Well, in a way it does. What does that mean? Remember that period when those hippies were claiming to be loving? Customer, in truth, I claim to be one of those hippies. Tech support. Well, then you'll understand that this upgrade is very important to your sanity. You must learn to trust. Some discernment is necessary here. I can only tell you that trust is not separate from what you just downloaded. You will have to build your faith in that. Customer, I don't know whether to be scared or happy. I do admit I feel very happy right now. Tech support, good. Just trust what you just downloaded. Share it and watch the magic continue. Done.
Wow, that was magical. It was like a movie. We see this emerging into a movie.
That was quite wonderful. Yes.
Thank you.
Dr. Ramona, did you have any comment that you'd like to make?
Oh, yeah, lots. It was so interesting and awesome. It just kind of drew me in. And I almost kept, feeling I'm that customer talking to the tech support. So really like this idea and message about love. Thank you.
Anyone else want to give a feedback before we go on to the next person sharing?
Very cute. As I was saying, I wish it were that easy. It seems like this is one of the difficult things that we have to learn along the way. But I'd love the idea of getting tech support for these, particularly I liked the idea that some of the programs are not in our best invested interest. That there are programs that we somehow learn that in fact need to be erased. So thank you for that. I like the idea.
Well, thank you. I just had another idea myself to add to it.
Jesse, you have any comment?
Likewise, I wish it were so easy. I just really like the framework of taking this conversation that is very, or this topic that is very emotional, right? It that is about an emotion and putting it in one of like a context that should be not very emotional, right? Like talking about tech support, but that almost always escalates into an emotional situation, right? Like, I don't know if I've ever had a tech support conversation that did not at some point devolve into a very emotional affair. I like the framing of that and the sort of contrast between the subject matter and the device, I guess.
Speaking of an emotional affair, yesterday Windows 11 decided it was not going to let me keep putting it off and took control of my computer, tying it up, saying, we'll be done in a few, we'll be done shortly. So I love that idea that you have this personable person guiding you through a lot of things, but not sending the person into a rage. It's brilliant. I'm looking for the movie, Gerald.
Well, it's part of a book that's going to be coming out soon, hopefully, and called Turn Poison into Medicine. So it's there'll be a bunch of poems and short stories there.
Okay. Elizabeth or Dr. Ramona, who would like to be next?
Oh, before we go next, and I just wanted to know from Gerald about where he got this term from, changing poison into medicine. Because that is a very veteran Buddhist concept. So,
yeah, I got it through my. I've studied a lot of different religions, and Buddhism brings that out to me in terms of, yes, to talk about You know, and actually in a lot of teachings, it says spirit is so profound. If you look at it clearly, everything that's happening can be looked at as a blessing.
Right.
So not to rebel against the world, but learn to love everything. And
right.
There's a lot there.
Right. Thank you. Thank you, Sharon. And Charlotte, actually, I haven't written a poem, but I have one for Valentine's Day. So do you think I should read that, or I'll just listen to the others reading their own poems?
No, we said if there was a poem, if you didn't have one of your own, but one that was significant to you, you could read that.
Yeah, it's called Valentine for Earnest Man, and it's by Naomi Shihab Nye. Okay. Should I read it?
Yes.
Okay, so here it goes. Valentine for Earnest Man by Naomi Shihab Nye. You can't order a poem like you order a taco. Walk up to the counter, say, I'll take two, and expect it to be handed back to you on a shiny plate. Still, I like your spirit. Anyone who says, here's my address, write me a poem, deserves something in reply. So I'll tell a secret instead. Poems hide in the bottoms of our shoes. They are sleeping. They are the shadows drifting across our ceilings, the moment before we wake up. What we have to do is live in a way that lets them us find them. Once I knew a man who gave his wife two skunks for a Valentine. He couldn't understand why she was crying. I thought they had such beautiful eyes, and he was serious. He was a serious man who lived in a serious way. Nothing was ugly just because the world said so. He really liked those skunks, so he reinvented them as Valentines, and they became beautiful, at least to him. And the poems that had been hiding in the eyes of skunks for centuries crawled out and curled up at his feet. Maybe if we reinvent whatever our lives give us, we find poems. Check your garage, the odd sock in your drawer, the person you almost like, but not quite. And let me know. Thank you.
Bravo. I loved it. The poems hiding in your shoes. I love that poem.
Yeah. Extra sock, the mismatching sock in your drawer.
Give your wife a skunk for Valentine's.
We'll never think of it.
Seriously, yes. It's wonderful. Thank you.
I think that's so obvious that a lot of times we have relationships and we think that we think alike and we're not supposed to necessarily. And so what beauty comes into another person's mind and you transfer it to them, sometimes they're looking at you like, what is this? And that was so beautiful because it was so off the map that you would say, okay, I think I'd be doing the same thing. I'd be crying, yelling, something. And I would not be happy with the skunks because I grew up in a farm area and it's real to me. No.
Okay, coming around to Elizabeth, are you going to share a poem with us?
Well, I actually came to support the event, but then hearing all the different poems, I said, oh, I wonder if I have anything in my files. I found something. It's related to love. It's not exactly about love, but it's related. It was during last year around Christmas time, 2 days before Christmas. I was feeling quite depressed. And I think my daughter calls it my seasonal depression around the holidays. But this is